All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on the bottom of page Kuf Yud Ches in Gan Emuna, the section of Yisurim Shel Ava. So he says, Oyish Yisurim Shel Ava. So remember, again, we're in the middle of discussing this ongoing, in this Perek Sheni, this ongoing topic of Yisurim, of suffering, of difficulty, adversity, and understanding that the Mechaber is trying to teach us that everything that happens to us is a way of the Ribono Shel Olam communicating with us, trying to teach us some kind of lesson, trying to advance some type of idea, some type of ideal. Remember, we use the word Yisurim in a very general way, although Yisurim normally translates as suffering. We understand it really to refer to any form of adversity, any form of difficulty, recognizing that nothing is haphazard. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, by definition, there's a message embedded in everything. Our job is to try to figure out what the message is. So he says, "Oh, Yish Yisurim Shalava." There is another category of suffering called suffering of love. Or I should say suffering, which that is a manifestation of divine love. Haboim ala tzadikim kedei laharbos scharam. So this is the type of suffering brought upon the righteous in order to increase their reward. Meaning the idea is that everyone has some level of chet, everyone has some level of misdeed. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and visit Yisurim Shel Ava, suffering, which is a manifestation of love on the tzaddikim, in order to intensify their reward in the world to come. In Olam Haba, Kemo Shemuva, Memesachas Brachas, Imroa Adam Sheyisurin Ba'in Alav. If a person sees that he is beset by suffering or difficulty, Yifash Sheyisho Masav. So we'll say the first approach is, person has to go ahead and contemplate his actions. Shneemar, literally search out his actions. Shneemar, nach besod rachinu v'nach kora v'nashuva al Hashem. Literally, we will search out our ways and we will contemplate and we will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pishbe shalom atzam. What happens if a person introspects and they don't find anything wrong? Right? What a bracha. Who could imagine reaching such a state like that? I introspect and I find, thank God, everything is in perfect order. So therefore, I'm sorry?
Ask your wife.
Ask your wife, right? Good. And so the shayla, so what do I do next? Yitle the Bittul Torah. Then perhaps, again, there's an issue of Bittul Torah. In other words, maybe even if I haven't committed any kind of averas, there's still some element of Bittul Torah which I am struggling with. Shneemar, Ashri Agera Sherti Asrenu Ka, Umisarashat Lamdenu, page Kofi Yotes. Let's say a person introspects and a person, Mamish, I can't find any averas, I can't find any negative actions. I'm not mevatel Torah, meaning I take advantage of my learning opportunities. So what do I ascribe the difficulties to? Vimtala v'lo matza, biyadua shiyisurim shel ahavahim. Shene emar, es hasher yehav Hashem yochiach. So if a person introspects and a person can't find any kind of shortcoming or difficulty to which to attribute the present suffering, the present difficulties and adversity, then the Mechaber says it could just be that it's Yisurim Shel Ava. Could just be that it's just the type of suffering, the type of adversity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visiting upon me as a manifestation of divine love in an effort to amplify my reward. First paragraph, page Kuf Yutes. I'm sorry? It is a very dangerous assumption. And as a person has to be exceptionally honest in the introspective process. 100%. 100%. Perusho. Shekasher rotza bori lahosif latzadik schar. Azai hu nosi no yisur. Now what does this mean? It means that someone's Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to amplify the schar of the tzadik, and therefore he gives him suffering. As no self latzadik hi nasachar al yisurim atzmam. Vein schar al haavoda sheoved es Hashem in toch yisurim. Ula avoda zu yesh erech rav biyoser. So the idea is, what does it mean that the yisurim shel ava, they give a person schar? The idea is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits difficulty upon the tzaddik, and the tzaddik still continues to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that avoda has even greater reward associated with it, because again, it has more friction. Remember, like anything else in life, the more friction and the more difficulty, the greater the reward for the particular event. That's the Lefum Tzara Agra. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits Yisurim upon the Tzaddik, but he still continues to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, there's more schar for that avoda. Memela, Yisurim Elu Yachal HaTzaddik Bekalus, the Salka Me'alav. Now, here's the interesting part. It says the Mechaber with Yisur Mishal Ava. Because they are solely and wholly for the benefit of the tzaddik, and the tzaddik has done nothing wrong, no chait, the tzaddik could also choose to what? To remove these Yisurim Shalava. Choose to remove it, because these Yisurim are only coming only to go ahead and intensify the tzaddik's schar. Therefore, the tzaddik has the discretion to be able to say, no, thank you. I don't want this anymore. So remember again what he's referring to over here. The Gemara Maseches Brachos brings down a number of stories like this, of where again there were certain tanoim who were suffering. The Talmidim come and essentially they say, Rebbe, you know, what did you do to deserve this suffering? The tzaddik says, I've introspected, I've done nothing. The Talmidim or the Chaverim will come to say, okay, it must be Yisurim Shel Ava. And you have examples of great people saying, no thank you. No thank you. Lo heim v'lo scharam. It's okay, Ribono Shel Olam, I appreciate, it's the thought that counts. I understand you want to give me more schar. I'm not interested. I'd rather deal without the suffering and without the schar than to go ahead and deal with the suffering with the schar. So this is concept lohim velo scharam. And because ultimately, again, this is Yisurim Shel Ava, because this is Yisurim Shel Ava, therefore at the end of the day, the tzaddik has the discretion to say, no thank you. Look at the next section.
He's missing a big category, and that is the tzaddik suffers for the door.
So that correct. He's talking now just personally, the individual suffering. He's not talking about any kind of collective suffering, which you understand is a very complicated concept in and of itself, because although we believe that in a different kind of way, not to be confused with any kind of Christian motifs of the suffering servant or someone dying to atone for everyone else. So he purposely... That's a theological piece that he's not dealing with right now. So he says, and say this addresses your point. Says the Mechaber, but just know, most of us don't have to worry about this category of Yisurim. Right? You don't have to worry about the Yisurim Shel Ahava. He says, Lo lekat tzadikim, now here's the good news, Baruch Hashem. Although on one hand, so we may not belong to the category of the absolutely righteous, Baruch Hashem, we also don't belong to the Kat Rishoyim. We also, Hashem, don't belong to the category of the wicked. Kimo Shamru Chazal, Ein Biyadeinu Lo Mishavas HaRishoyim, Va'af Lo Miyisuri HaTzadikim. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, in our hands, we do not find the tranquility of the wicked, nor do we find the suffering of the righteous. The idea being that Rabbanai was trying to say is that very often we find ourselves in the category of Beinonim, in the category of the middle of the road. We're not Chas V'Shalom Mishoyim, but also not necessarily yet on the category, on the level of Tzadikim. Lochein, V'chol HaYisurim HaBoim Ala Adam Tzarechu Ladas, Sheyesh B'yada Ovon, Shebet Yo Ba'u Lo HaYisurim. Therefore, we'll say it's important for us to know the following. That when we find ourselves in the midst of Yisur, in the midst of difficulties and challenge, there's a cause. There's a reason for it. Now again, I can't say enough, but I'll say it again. That when he speaks out this idea of en yisurim below chait, there's no such thing as suffering or adversity without sin. So if something bad happens, it means that it's the result of an avon. Let's be clear on something. Avon or chait doesn't necessarily mean sin. The point in Chazal, when Chazal say en yisurim below chait, there's no suffering without sin, what Chazal are trying to say is that there's no such thing as unpurposeful suffering. That every single time a person undergoes a setback or a difficulty or some type of adversity, it's purposeful. It doesn't necessarily mean it's because I've committed an avera, but what it means is it's not random. It's there for some purpose. Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to teach me, to tell me, to guide me in some way. He goes on, I have to ask myself, not just simply what sin did I do that caused this, but what is Kodesh Baruch Hu trying to teach me? What is the embedded message here? What is the lesson? What is the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to convey? Ki ein yisurim lelo avon, So also we spoke about this last week, that very often when the Ribbono Shel Olam visits circumstances upon me, so again it's mida kineged mida. There's a reciprocity. Therefore, sometimes a person is able to see what is wrong within life through the nature of the events that are occurring. Remember again, we saw the exchange between the Arizal and the Chaim Vital about Tekef and Kasef, right? That Halavai, we should be zirach to have the Arizal's problems, right? That the Arizal did not go ahead and bench immediately after my machronim, the Tekef, the Kasef, the pain in the shoulder. We don't have to go over it again. But the idea being that there's often a mida kineged mida. There's often a reciprocity. That if I look at what it is that's happening with me and what it is that's going wrong, and I try to figure out, well, how could this be reciprocal? What could be in a state of disrepair in my life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to send me a message? He goes on, he says, I love you, l'svados al ma'isezeh, l'scharit ulevaki shlicho l'takin masof. So again, my goal is then to try to figure out. And again, I will say, I want to be clear. Again, I can't say enough. Which is, we're not Nevi'im. So it's not always easy to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to convey to me or what the message is. But just because I can't be 1,000% sure doesn't mean I don't try. I try to the best of my ability to figure out what is the divine message. What is broken? What's wrong? What needs to be addressed? He goes on, he says, V'yikabel al atzmo l'haba lo lashuv od l'suro u'bevadai. And again, if I'm able to figure out what exactly is the particular state of disrepair, I try to be makabel upon myself not to do this again. I try to be makabel upon myself to fix that which is broken, and hopefully in that merit of that Kabbalah, I'm able to go ahead and take away those things that are causing me pain. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo rotze v'onesh. We will say this is an incredibly important yisod. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not want to punish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a punishing God. Now, the Ribbono Shel Olam is a just God. As such, there are repercussions for every single thing we do. But the Ribbono Shel Olam does not sit around waiting to punish us, waiting to go ahead and literally patch us. Rather, Rak Rotza, Sha'adam Yisorer. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is to lead meaningful and impactful lives. And He doesn't want us to going through life in a state of slumber. V'yashuv b'tshuva, v'yizkel Yeshua, kimo shenemar, ki lo chafetz Hashem b'mos ha'meis, kiim b'tshuvo midrachav, v'chayo. V'ha'yisurim bo'u, page kufchav, v'ha'yisurim bo'u alav, ach v'rak b'shvil lo'oruro, the fashrish b'masa v'lasos tshuva, v'lo ka'onash okin l'kama chalila. And I will say this last line, which is exceptionally profound, is sometimes the most difficult line to actually accept and spiritually ingest, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam does not want to punish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point over here is not when HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits adversity upon us, it's not simply punitive. Meaning, I want to be clear. Even let's say a person is suffering because of averos that they have done. So even though you could tell the yisurim is a punishment, it's true, it's a punishment. But both sides, the Ribbono Shel Olam does not engage in punitive punishment. He engages in rehabilitative, cathartic punishment. The idea ultimately is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to wake up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to slumber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have so much to offer, you have so much to be, you have so much self-actualization that you're capable of. Don't waste your time. Don't sleep away your life. Don't go through life in a state of slumber. So sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits these circumstances upon us that are a wake-up call. And yes, sometimes the wake-up call are very dramatic. And sometimes the wake-up calls are exceptionally overwhelming. But just to understand the point of those wake-up calls, you know, is not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like us, not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at us, lehefech, back here, just the opposite. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us so much, all He wants us to do is perform on all cylinders. And sometimes when I'm not getting that message myself, He sends me a little bit of the turbulent wake-up call. But the point of that is to introspect, is to analyze, to take stock of life, to figure out where I'm misfiring a little bit, what exactly is not working, and then to be makabel ultimately to fix it. Right, well, so stop over here. We'll pick up page Kuf Chaf in Mirat Hashem tomorrow.